Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trivia for Seniors Large Print, Easy to Read, Step Back in Time to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, through the end of the 90s is a large print trivia and memory exercise book aimed primarily at older adults, published by Heartfelt Reads Press. It is designed around multiple choice questions that revisit the mid to late 20th century through familiar subjects such as music, television, movies, sports, historical events, and pop culture. The book is positioned as both entertainment and gentle cognitive stimulation, with an emphasis on accessibility for readers who prefer easy-to-read formatting. Its structure invites solo use as well as shared play in family settings, group activities, or senior care environments. Rather than aiming for difficult or expert-level trivia, it focuses on recognizable material that can prompt recall, conversation, and nostalgia across the 1950s through the 1990s. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a social tool for families, caregivers, and group activities. Although the book can be used alone, its strongest practical value may be in shared settings. Trivia naturally creates openings for conversation because one question can lead to stories about music, television, school days, or historical events. For families, that makes it useful as a bridge across generations, since younger participants can learn from older readers while older readers share personal context. For caregivers and activity coordinators, the format is especially practical because it is simple to introduce, does not require complex materials, and can be adapted to different group sizes. The content is also relatively safe for group use because it is built around familiar, uplifting reference points rather than emotionally heavy or contentious material. That makes it suitable for relaxed social play, memory care, or informal family game nights. In these settings, the book becomes more than a set of questions. It functions as a prompt for storytelling, connection, and sustained attention, which is a key reason it fits the senior trivia category so well. Secondly, the limits and strengths of a low-stakes trivia approach. A low-stakes trivia book has clear strengths, but it also comes with predictable limitations. And both are important to understand. Its main strength is that it reduces anxiety and makes participation possible for readers who may not want high-pressure games. That is especially valuable for seniors, for whom confidence and comfort can matter more than difficulty. At the same time, the low-stakes approach may leave advanced trivia fans wanting more complexity or novelty. Some questions may feel obvious to highly knowledgeable readers, and repetition can be a concern in any large collection. However, within this category, those limitations are not necessarily flaws so much as trade-offs. The book is clearly built to prioritize usability, accessibility, and nostalgia over elite challenge. That makes it more successful as a senior activity book than as a competitive trivia title. Its purpose is not to crown a winner, but to support recall, conversation, and enjoyable engagement with familiar decades. Thirdly, potential constraints for expert trivia readers and why they do not undermine the book. A book designed for seniors and casual use will naturally have different goals from a book aimed at trivia specialists. That means expert readers may find some questions straightforward, especially if the content draws from widely remembered mainstream material. There may also be occasional imperfections in any large multiple-choice collection, including repetition or uneven difficulty. However, those constraints do not undercut the book's purpose because its audience is not seeking tournament-level rigor. The value lies in accessibility, reminiscence, and everyday use. Readers who want a challenging quiz may prefer a different format, but readers who want a pleasant, memory-based activity are likely to find this book more suitable. In that respect, its limitations are closely tied to its strengths. The more it aims to be friendly and inclusive, the less likely it is to resemble a specialized trivia challenge. For its intended category, that is an acceptable and even desirable trade-off. Fourthly, the book's strongest differentiator, usable nostalgia. The most distinctive quality of the book is that it turns nostalgia into a usable activity. Nostalgia alone is common in senior books, but not all nostalgia is organized in a way that supports real interaction. Here, the nostalgic material is transformed into a simple, readable, and participatory format that readers can actually use on their own or with others. The combination of emotional familiarity and practical accessibility is what sets the book apart. It does not merely celebrate the past. It structures the past into a working trivia experience. For readers, that means the content is not just remembered, but activated. For families and caregivers, it means the book can be deployed easily in conversation-based settings. This is the key reason the title stands out in its genre. It does not depend on novelty, complexity, or difficulty. It succeeds by making familiar decades feel usable, shareable, and comfortable in a format that is deliberately adapted to its audience. Lastly, who will benefit most from reading it? The readers most likely to benefit are seniors who enjoy the cultural memory of the 1950s through the 1990s. especially those who want a casual activity that is both familiar and mentally active. It is also well suited to caregivers, family members, and activity leaders looking for a simple shared format book that can encourage conversation without demanding preparation. Readers with vision concerns may appreciate the large print, while readers who dislike overly difficult trivia will likely value the approachable multiple-choice layout. The book is less suited to those seeking deeply obscure facts or highly competitive challenge. Its real strength is in the overlap between entertainment and recall. For the right audience, it offers a practical and enjoyable way to revisit the past, stay mentally engaged, and share memories in a format that is easy to use and easy to return to. In conclusion, Trivia for Seniors is best suited to older adults, especially baby boomers, who enjoy revisiting the music, television, movies, sports, and historical moments that shaped their earlier years. It also fits naturally in family settings, senior centers, assisted living activities, and memory-focused group sessions because it is easy to pick up, easy to read, and simple to use with others. The book's main benefit is not difficulty, but accessibility. It encourages recall, conversation, and light mental engagement without creating pressure. That makes it useful for readers who want a relaxing way to stay mentally active, rather than a demanding trivia challenge. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for its strong alignment of audience, format, and content. The large print matters, the multiple-choice structure lowers barriers, and the decade-by-decade focus gives it a clear nostalgic identity. In a category often filled with generic puzzle collections, this book is more purpose-built. Its value lies in turning familiar cultural memory into a readable, social, and practical activity that works well both alone and in groups. If you would like to support Heartfelt Reads Press, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.